Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and this episode is going to get you up to speed with the latest Star Wars action figure announcements from the Bring Home the Galaxy campaign. So let's talk about it. So there have been some reveals since the last episode of the podcast through the Bring Home the Galaxy campaign every Tuesday. The biggest announcements from not this week, but the week before was the Vintage Collection Boba Fett 3¾-inch figure in Kenner colors. That is a Target exclusive figure. Supposed to go on pre-order 11/16/2022. So make sure to check out galacticfigures.com for the link. I'll be putting it up there as soon as I get it. This looks like it's a pretty cool nod, and you know, the double racetrack going around the cart, and yeah, it's a good looking figure. The only thing I was going to say about this one is that it's a bit strange that they picked a Return of the Jedi Boba Fett instead of the Empire Strikes Back version, but I think that the Empire Strikes Back TVC figure is a bit outdated at this point, so they would have to basically re-sculpt this guy, and they haven't done this yet, so I guess, you know, they'll have to go with Return of the Jedi in this case. But yeah, it's a bit strange, but you know, that Star Wars logo on the TVC card and the double racetrack, it looks good. It really, really looks sweet. The other Vintage Collection figure which they showed last week is Arc Commander Colt. That's another one from the Clone Wars, so it does have the Clone Wars logo on the packaging. And that's another character that's part of the Rancor Battalion, apparently. And that's the second one now that's exclusive to Walmart. It is still up for pre-order if you want it. The link to that figure is in the podcast description, so take a look at it if you're interested. Now, another figure which Hasbro announced a while ago was the Black Series Mandalorian Holiday Edition, and it was actually supposed to go on sale on 11/16, so tomorrow actually, but that's a figure that's been showing up in the stores already. So if you go and use the Target app, look up Black Series Mandalorian Warrior Holiday Edition. It should come up, and then just tap on local pickup and see if your local stores actually have it in stock. My stores here in the entire Washington area here around Seattle, every single store has those in stock, even though you can't place an order online yet. Now, let me clarify this. You can place an order online, except for they don't ship it. You'll have to go pick it up. And this week for the Bring Home the Galaxy campaign, they revealed a Retro Collection 2-pack with Forlom and Suckus in it. Those figures are part of that Amazon exclusive wave that they apparently have. I mean, they've already had Bossk and Boba Fett, and they have Dengar and IG-88. And now they're also doing Forlom and Suckus, which now basically completes the Empire Strikes Back Bounty Hunters. Those are resculpted figures of the original Kenner figures, and they come both individually carded inside of a larger box, basically. And yes, they do have their wrong names, like the original releases. So Suckus is called Forlom on the packaging, and then Forlorn is called Suckus on the packaging. Those figures are going to cost $27.99 for the two-pack, and those figures go on sale on November 16th, 2022 at 1 p.m. East Coast time. So anyways, that's the Retro Collection two-pack with Forlorn and Suckus, and they also showed a Black Series 6-inch two-pack with a Royal Guard and a TIE Fighter pilot in the Carbonized Collection, so they are painted in bright, shiny colors. The price point for this two-pack is $69.99, and just like the Retro Collection two-pack that I just talked about, it is also an Amazon exclusive, which goes on pre-order on 11/16/2022 at 1 p.m. East Coast time. Links to all of those figures are in the description of the podcast already, so take a look at those. Now, I have to say, though, I thought that we're kind of done with the Carbonized figures. I know we're done with them for 3¾-inch, but I'm still utterly surprised that they keep this going for 6-inch. They have currently 3 Target exclusive Carbonized figures which have not been selling well, apparently, because, you know, they've been on the Target website for at least early this year, and they're not moving. And whenever I post pictures of Carbonized figures, I mean, the comments are always negative, and it seems like the Carbonized figures, really, out of all of the repaints which they throw at us these days, those are the most disliked ones. So I am surprised to see this continue. In other news, I've made some updates to the website. You can now go to the Vintage Collection section and sort figures by the 40th anniversary of the Return of the Jedi. So that's going to pull up all the figures specifically, not from the Return of the Jedi, you can already do that, but specifically for figures which will have the 40th anniversary logo on the packaging. You can also do that for the Clone Wars 20th anniversary for next year. So all the figures which will feature that specific logo on the packaging, you can also sort by that now. And that should make it easier for you to look up figures if you just want to collect a certain subset, or if you're ever wondering in a few years, what did they really release for the 20th of the Clone Wars, or what did they do for the 40th of Jedi? Well, you can now look it up and sort the figures that way. Now, I've also made quite a few updates to the database, specifically when it comes to the announced figures. There was a ton of stuff announced over the past few weeks and months, really. But all those announcements are now archived on the website. So if you ever want to know what's coming and what has been pipeline revealed, for example, just go to the Retro Collection, the Black Series, or the Vintage Collection site sections on the website. Choose the More tab and then click on Announced Figures, and it'll pull up all the officially announced figures which will be released soon. Now, in addition to that, there's been quite a few figures that have shown up here in the studio. I've been taking a ton of pictures of them, been archiving them on the website. A lot of the gaming grades figures have made it into the database, along with some of the credit collection and holiday figures from the Black Series line. And I'm just about to add all of these Amazon exclusive Retro Collection figures as well. So if you ever want to look up some of the latest releases, hit up Galactic Figures and check out the database entries for the figures. So this was a fairly short episode, but I wanted to get it out there to get you guys up to speed, because it's been about 2 weeks or so where we've gotten some announcements, not a whole lot, but that was basically to be expected, but they have revealed some figures. So I thought it's better to throw an episode out there instead of just waiting until all these announcements just kind of move into the background, basically. The one thing I wanted to mention before I wrap this episode up is that I found out that Hasbro Pulse does not have a mint guarantee policy. Surprise, surprise. You know, Hasbro Pulse to me is a collector's destination. We're constantly being told that the packaging is about 50% of the product these days. It is surprising to me that they don't guarantee mint packaging. I thought it was pretty interesting. I've had two Black Series Credit Collection Dark Troopers arrive, pretty banged up, creases and everything, and one of the corners, the cardboard split in two. It was a pretty rough condition. And they refunded the money for the Dark Trooper. But I was also told that moving forward that I should be aware that they normally don't do this and they don't have a mint guarantee. Also, when you look up their return policy, you'll notice that you will have to pay for return shipping. So I thought that was interesting. I'm just going to throw this out there. Kind of surprised me because when I think about Hasbro Pulse, I think about Pulse as being a collector destination and collecting figures. You know, we all collect differently. Some collect loose, some collect in package. But, you know, there are a lot of people who collect in package these days, and I'm surprised that they don't cater specifically also to those kinds of collectors. But anyways, that's where I'm going to wrap this episode of the podcast up. Again, links to everything are in the description, so take a look at those. And I'll be back with another episode of Galactic Figure Talk once there have been a few more Star Wars action figure announcements. So thank you for listening. Please subscribe, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on GalacticFigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.